Long Beach. Hi, good morning, it's Alex.
Hi, is Bruce available?
That's who's calling?
Yeah, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff.
1 second, let me check.
Sure.
Hi, this is Bruce.
Hey, Bruce, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, good. Hey, I won't take up much of your time. I'm actually trying to follow up on a finance offer we sent out to you guys. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago. It was based on some financing you did through Wells Fargo. We had you guys pre-approved for some equipment finance and some working capital for up to $250K. So just wanted to check in, see if you had any current needs or any plans or projects coming up we could help you with.
No, we've got a credit line with Wells Fargo that we're not even really using that often. So I don't recall seeing your offer letter, so that there might be a need for something in the future. If you want to send that out again, I'll keep it as reference.
Okay, yeah. Taking a look, it looks like we sent it out to 2453 Lewis Avenue in Signal Hill.
It probably never hit my desk.
Okay, yeah, and that's kind of the purpose for the phone call. I realize a lot of those, old-fashioned mail doesn't always make it all the way there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, do you have maybe an email address I can just shoot it over to you at?
Yep, it's Bruce at bgiworldwide.com.
bgiworldwide.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bruce, how often do you guys add on equipment?
Rarely. Very, very, very rarely.
Okay. Would it be possibly more interested in the capital side of things?
We're bringing on new accounts constantly, and so, for example, our import accounts require 30-day terms, but we have to pay for release with the carriers.
Oh,
so
I see.
That's the reason for the line of credit. But we're also looking at doing some acquisitions. We're in talks right now with a company that looks interesting.
Okay.
But we're not very far into the process yet. But we plan on doing that repeatedly over the next few years, so that there's room, I think, for a finance partner to get involved.
Sure, yeah. Okay, well, yeah, I definitely think we might be able to find something that we'd be able to help you out with that. Like I said, right now, it looks like we have you pre-approved for $250,000. What do you guys generally do for gross annual sales?
Last year was about $12 million.
Okay.
Yeah, this year will probably be 15.
Okay, so just to give you an idea, the way our working capital program works is we're typically able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue as unsecured cash for you. So it seems like you'd be, eligible for far upwards of that 250. Did you have any idea of, with the acquisition, how much capital it was going to take?
No. Don't actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're still early in the process.
Yeah, I don't know what the net. So this company that we're looking at right now is, I think last year, $3.5 million in gross sales, and based on conversations with him, probably $700,000 gross profit.
Oh, okay.
If their model is similar to our own, then they probably are at maybe 22%. Operating expenses, so you can do the math.
And then yeah.
A multiplier of probably 6 or 8 times net or EBITDA.
Okay.
Rough.
All right. Well, yeah, there seems like there's definitely some ground that we might be able to help you with. What I'll do is I'll send you a copy of what we sent you in the mail, along with a couple highlights of how the capital program works.
Okay.
And then, on that email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So, if you do get a little further in the process and would like to reach out and see what exactly we're able to do for you, feel free. And in the meantime, I'll just circle back with you maybe monthly just to see where things stand.
Okay. Where are you guys located?
We're actually located in San Diego, California.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. Thanks for your call, and I'll watch for your email.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks for the time, Bruce.
Bye-bye.